camels are coming. And here's radio's first double feature program, The Camel Caravan, with two great shows within a single hour, Jack Oakey College and Benny Goodman Swing School. Bringing again tonight a half hour with the world's craziest collegians and a half hour with the one and only King of Swing. This hour of entertainment is made possible by the millions of discriminating smokers whose appreciation of finer, more expensive tobaccos has made Camels the largest selling cigarette in America and in the world. And so, for your own personal pleasure, too, have a Camel, folks. College with the Prez himself, Stu Irwin, Raymond Hatton, Helen Lind, and the music of Georgie Stoll, with Harry Barris, Catherine Kane, and the Camel Chorus. Well, last week, Prez Oakey and his pal Stu Irwin were sentenced to 30 days in jail. At this time, the boys are prepared to serve their time until such time as their time's up. So with time on their hands for the time being, they're killing time in the warden's office while the warden takes time out. Anyway, we take you to Swing Swing Prison, where time marches on.
I wish that time would stop marching. It's getting on my nerves.
You're absolutely right, Stuart.
Time! Halt!
Mighty obliging time they've got here in Swing Swing.
Yes, sister, they certainly have. Say, I wonder why they call this Can-Can Swing Swing.
I guess it's because up here you gotta face the music.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm the warden's secretary, Miss Quavis.
Miss Quavis, how are you, my buxom beauty?
I'm not buxom.
You ain't no beauty, neither. Hey, tell me, where is the warden, anyhow?
He's playing a vaudeville date in Philadelphia.
Now, don't tell me. That vaudeville is dead.
Wait till you see the warden.
Say, Prez, I wish we were out of this jail. I don't like it here.
I don't take it so hard, Stuart. Remember the old saying, stone walls do not a prison make?
Oh, that a lot of who he is.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I'm Warden Ravistan, Mr. Oakey and Mr. Irwin, I believe.
We believe it, too.
Hey, tell me, Warden, how was your vaudeville act in Philadelphia?
Marvelous. I had the audience in the aisles.
In the aisles, sir. What was he doing, walking out?
That's immaterial. And now, gentlemen, will you kindly step into this room? Now walk forward. All right, stop. Don't move.
This is a dark room, Prez.
Yeah, I think something's going to develop.
Now stand still and close your eyes. Turn on the lights.
Surprise, surprise,
surprise, surprise, surprise, surprise. Welcome to Swing Swing. Hooray!
Hooray! Hey, what's this all about?
Well, the boys from the North Cell Block are giving you a little coming-in party.
Coming-in party?
Happy sentence to you. Happy sentence to you. Happy sentence, dear Tommy. Happy sentence to you. Woo!
Thank you.
special kindness has touched me to the quick. And it's the first time in my life that I've ever been a quick Dutch. But I was just a boy.
Hey, Prez, I haven't had so much fun since Grandma beat up that truck driver.
Telegram for Okie and Irwin.
Telegram right here, my boy.
Hey, mister, aren't you going to give me a tip?
Yeah, stay out of prisons. It says here, to Prez, Okie, and Stu Irwin, Swing Swing Prison. Dear boys, gee, this telegram's awful hard to read.
You didn't open it yet.
Well, no wonder. Guess I'm getting a little absent-minded.
Yeah.
Oh, this is much better. Dear boys of the North Cell Block, sorry, we-uns couldn't be there to welcome you-uns. But we-uns has heard of you. And we kind of liked your brand, Yippee. Signed, the boys from the West Cell Block.
Well, gentlemen, that's a small example of our spirit here at Swing Swing. Now, before going into our regular routine, there's one little detail. All prisoners must pay a fee of $3 a day.
What's that for, Prez?
I guess that's to keep out the riffraff. Hey, Ward, you must make a fortune at that rate.
Well, I was doing all right until that fellow in cell 16 started taking in boarders.
Oh.
And now for a few questions. Mr. Irwin, when is your birthday?
Oh, shucks, Warden Raveston. You don't have to get me nothing.
Stu. Quiet. He probably wants to just send you a birthday card.
Oh.
Well, we'll skip that question. Did you ever commit a crime in the past?
Well, once I stole some apples.
That's not very serious, stealing a few apples.
No, it wouldn't have been, only there was a horse and a wagon attached to them.
Oh, well, boys will be boys. And now, Mr. Okie, do you remember the day you were born?
No, I was too young at the time.
And were you ever arrested before?
Well, I was in a little trouble once. I robbed my kid brother's bank.
How could that get you into trouble?
Well, my kid brother's cashier at the First National.
Well, that's enough information for our records. Now we'll have to get your pictures taken.
Pictures taken? Oh, good. Can you get mine taken sitting on a pony?
You better not, Stu. You better not, baby, because you've been in pictures. The pony is liable to steal the picture. You're in.
Well, don't worry, gentlemen. There's no stealing in this jail. Hmm? However, we're very particular about our photography. And those clothes you're wearing aren't exactly, shall I say stylish?
Yeah, say stylish.
Stylish. There, I said it.
Well, if that means I can't wear this suit, nothing doing. I'm keeping this on for sentimental reasons.
Oh, now, listen, Stu, don't be stubborn. That suit's old-fashioned. Nobody wears 14-button coats anymore.
Since when?
Well, since the last 2 or 3 years.
Oh. Well, I don't care. This suit was good enough for my grandfather, and it's good enough for me.
And you, Mr. Okie, was that a blue suit you're wearing now?
What's the matter with this suit?
Well, it's shining right in my eyes.
Well, then you'll have to wear some blinkers, because I ain't taking the suit off.
Well, why not?
Well, if I ever drop it, I'll get 7 years bad luck.
Well, now for our photographs. I visualize you gentlemen with shirts, ties, and shoes to match your afternoon clothes. Stripes would be correct.
Now, wait a minute, Warden. How come all this fuss just to take a couple of pictures for the Rogues Gallery?
Why, gentlemen, these pictures aren't for the Rogues Gallery.
Now, what are they for?
To show what the well-dressed convict will wear. These pictures are going to Esquire.
Now Camel's Candid Camera spotlights Harry Barris, Georgie Stoll, and the Camel Chorus with a new Barris original called Ain't That Marvelous.
Now that we are together, what's the good of mincing words? Why not be expressive and use convincing words? Now Shakespeare, Shelley, Byron, potent phrases were their forte. Get ready. Take aim. I'm firing. Both barrels are coming your way. Get loads of those stars. Take a whiff of that breeze. Get a slice of that moonshine and down through the trees. Moon, stars, breeze, ho, ho.
Ain't that marvelous?
I get a slant of that park and a bench for two. Help yourself to the dark. That's how dreams come true. Park, bench, dark, ho, ho.
Ain't that marvelous? No wrong wind it takes. Just a few well-chosen words. And for sound effects.
A chorus as we told it first. Now that we are alone with the world at our feet, don't you think it's about time that we made a complete hot boy, girl, love, ha, ha.
Ain't that marvelous?
lights, moon, blue trees, moon, stars, breeze, rocks. Ain't that marvelous? Six plants, park, bench, two, self-dark, dreams, true, park, bench, dark, hole.
Terrific!
No more wind detect, just a few well-chosen words.
And the sound effects of a chorus of sweet little birds.
Now that we are alone with the world and our feet, don't you think it's about time that we make it complete?
For the moon, the harvest, love is beautiful, it's wonderful, it's gorgeous, it's divine.
Oh, the ain't that marvelous.
Nature puts a lot of tasty mildness and flavor in her finer tobaccos, and Camel spends millions of dollars more to buy these very kinds. The more expensive tobaccos, both Turkish and domestic. Smokers, and steady smokers in particular, appreciate this. If you're not already a Camel smoker, we suggest that you turn to Camels and put them to this severe test. Smoke them steadily. We think that you'll find new smoking pleasure. For America at large agrees that costlier tobaccos mean better smoking. That's why Camels are the largest selling cigarette in America or the world.
Well. This is a mighty snappy cell we got here, Stuart. The warden tells me it's a duplex.
Yeah, not only that, it's got a second floor, too. Have you seen the swimming pool?
That ain't the swimming pools, dude. That's the bathtub.
Well, then why isn't there a ring around it?
Well, it's modernistic.
Oh.
I beat you. Say, listen. I think this cell must have been designed for Cecil B. DeMille.
You do?
Well, there's the telephone. Answer, will you, Stu?
All right, Fred. Hello. This is convict 32,462 talking.
I want to talk to convict 32,463.
I'm sorry you have the wrong number. Say, Prez, these big numbers are awful hard to remember. Can't we get lower ones?
No, to get lower numbers, you got to have political influence around here.
Oh,
there's the phone again. I'll take it this time, Stu.
All right.
Hello, Prez Oakey talking.
This is Warden Rotherstan.
Well, hello, Wardy. What do you want?
I do so want to apologize for that cell I put you boys in. Is there anything I can do?
Well, you might fix that tennis court on the roof, and we could use a better piano, too.
I'm terribly sorry, old man, but don't worry. You'll be taken care of. We've got an interior decorator on trial now.
Well, that's fine, that's fine. Interior decorator, eh? Well, when you convict them, send them right over. Goodbye, Warden.
Say, Prez, come over here by the window and get some of this sunshine.
Why, I don't mind, but do get a little sun, Stu. Hey. What's the idea of tearing the bars off the window?
I want to get an even coat of tan. Look, Prez, here's the mailman.
I got a letter here for President Oakey. There's 3 cents postage due.
3 cents due? Must be from Oakey College. Now, listen here, mailman. I don't have to have 3 cents on me right now, but couldn't you sort of trust me for a while?
I'm sorry, buddy, but it's not up to me. You're dealing with the United States government.
Oh, now, come on, mailman. Be a sport. Just this once, would you please?
All right. Here's your letter. But I'll be ruined if Jim Farley ever finds out.
Oh, yeah. We won't tell Jim. Hey, listen, Stu, this letter here is in code. I can't make head or tail out of it. Here, see if you can read it.
Sure is tough, Prez. Let me see. It says, Here day is pray. Uri hey ak bay. Olige k on umbay. Signed, Georgie Stoll and his orchestra.
Oh, I get it, I get it. That's bad news, though, Stu. Listen, we gotta get out of this jail and save the college.
Pardon me. I'm Miss Lothaw of the very Social Welfare Society. Could either of you gentlemen care for a dog?
Shucks, miss, you're not that bad looking.
Oh, you don't understand. Our society believes every man should have a dog. Now, I have a very nice dachshund for sale.
A dachshund? That's one of them long dogs, ain't it?
Buy it, Prez. We could both pet it at the same time.
Hey, how much do you want for that dachshund?
Well, I've got a little one for $3. The next size is $5. And I also have a large one for $10.
How do you sell them dash hounds by the yard?
Then I also have some nice bulldogs.
How much are those?
$10 a piece.
A piece? What do you get for a whole one?
Dalmatian. How would you like this dog I have with me? Here, werewolf.
Hey, wait a minute. That mutt's no good. He got flat feet.
Well, he's a police dog.
Ow.
And when he dies, you can have him stuffed.
Stuffed?
Yeah. Then we could have a mounted police dog.
Say, I've got it.
What?
What you fellas need is a little chow.
Chow? Yeah, I am a little hungry.
Yeah.
Thanks for the pointer.
What's in this town being served in the prison grill room?
You hear that, Stu? Come on, now it's a chance to get some nourishment.
Uh-huh. Say, wait a minute. Aren't you going to buy any dogs?
No, lady, you've been barking up the wrong tree. No joke, eh, kid, I'll say. Come on, Stu, let's eat. Come on. Let's eat.
I have a ringside table for you.
Uh-huh.
Ringside? Is there going to be a fight?
Quiet, Stu, quiet. Say, waiter, you got frog's legs?
Nope, sir.
Why do you walk like that?
It's pretty busy, sir, and I have to keep hopping you around. Here's the menu, sir.
Gee, sure are fancy names on this menu. I think I'll have some of this big word on top.
No, no. You can't have that, Stu.
Why can't I?
That's the orchestra leader.
Would you like some pressed duck, sir?
Pressed duck? Why, sure enough. Be sure to get the bags out of the knees, though.
And you, sir, mm-hmm. Would you like some turtle soup?
No, thanks. I'm afraid that would take too long. You know how slow turtles are.
Tell us a waiter. Have you got any wild turkey?
No, sir, but we have some tame ones.
Take out a tame one and irritate it a little, will you?
Hey, wait a minute. There's something else I want, waiter. Have you got any grits and chitlins?
We did have, sir, but it went awfully fast. Simply flew.
All grits, chitlins got wings.
Very funny, sir. Very funny. Yeah.
Chitlins. Here's your food, gentlemen.
Say, to serve as sure as fast as prudent.
Good. I'm so hungry I could eat a horse.
Looks like that's what we got.
I hope they took the collar off of it. I want to break my good tooth. Gee, these peas are sure hard and they slip right off your knife.
Yeah. These awful sharp knives they got here, too. I'm slashing my mouth to ribbons.
Well, work around to your chin a little more, Prez. You need a shave anyway.
Here comes the warden.
What's going on here? Come on, talk up, somebody. Where's my stool pigeon?
Here I am, sir.
Well, get off that stool and start squealing.
Those two men over there, Oki and Irwin, committed a horrible crime.
I know it. I saw them. I saw them do it. Throw them into solitary confinement.
Solitary confinement? What for?
What'd we do?
You were caught eating peas with your knife.
Ow!
While the Prez and Stu are wondering whether they're going to spend 20,000 years in Swing Swing, the camo candid camera spotlights Sugar Cane as she sings the new ballad, Harbor Lights.
I saw the harbor lights. They only told me we were parting. The same old harbor lights that once brought you to me. I watched the harbor lights. How could I help if tears were starting? Goodbye to tender night. Beside the silver sea, I long to hold you near and kiss you just once more. But you were on the ship and I was on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, wherever warm my heart is with. Other harbor lights will steal your love from me. Let's in the sunset, way out on the sea. Oh, carry my loved one home safely to me. Now I know lonely nights, for all the while my heart is listening. I to tender nights, he's gone away, come back someday.
Healthy, unruffled nerves for a marksman to shoot a score of 399 out of a possible 400? I'll say it does. Yet that's only one of the championship scores shot by the ace American small bore rifle marksman, Ransford D. Triggs. Now, here's what Mr. Triggs says about nerves and smoking. Quote, "The fact that camels don't frazzle my nerves goes over big with me. Yes, sir. And in any bunch of expert shots, camels are favorites. That shows what a really mild smoke camels are. Marksmen know that it takes steady nerves to make high scores," end quote. And millions on millions of other people, the most discriminating group of smokers in the world, put their okay on camels, too. They make Camel the largest-selling cigarette in America.
Well, it certainly stinks.
Fellas, we got a couple of new guys in here.
Hey, friends. Solitary confinement sure is crowded.
Yeah, it is. Hi there, fellas. I'm Jack Oakey, Oakey College, class of 37.
I'm Renaka, San Quentin, 28.
I'm Kepperstack, Alcatraz, 31.
Grebnikov, Leavenworth, 26.
Say, who's this?
I'm Irwin, Stetson, 6 and 7 eighths.
Hey, fellas, tell me something. You're heading that big, Stuart. Boys, how do you make out down here in solitary?
Terrible. All we get to eat is gingerbread and soda water.
What is that, a telephone? Don't tell me they got a telephone down here in solitary.
Must be a one-party line.
I'll take it. Hello, this is solitary confinement. Okie talking. What? Old Warden Revistan, all right. Uh-huh. Okay, Warden, I'll tell him. It's going to be an awful blow to the boys. All right, Warden, goodbye.
What the Warden say?
They're very bad.
Come on, tell us.
Oh, I've got some bad news for you, fellas.
What's the Warden going to do? Take away our polar ponies?
Boys, it's worse.
Are they going to bar us from the golf course?
Oh, it's even worse than that.
Cabots, man, don't keep us in suspense. What is it? What did he say?
He says you ain't going to get no chocolate ice cream for dessert.
Oh.
He says you're going to get strawberry and like it. What's that? What's that fella so happy about, Stu?
He's been here for years, Prez. He's always happy.
How come he's so cheerful, anyhow?
Well, he's the lifer of the party.
Lifer.
Hey, Aoki, what are you in jail for?
Well, I don't know. I just brought Stu Irwin from California to New York.
Oh, smuggling a dope across the border, eh?
Very unkind.
Hey, Fraz, I just bought a ticket.
Bought a ticket for what?
One of the boys is raffling off a parole.
No.
Yeah.
Did you get one for me?
No, I didn't get one for you, but I got one that says admit to, use side exit.
Oh, well, listen, Stu, we got to get back to Oakley College. Tell me, what time is it?
Why, Fred?
Well, we might catch that 8:15 jailbreak.
Hey, does you guys want to buy a tunnel?
A tunnel? What are you talking about?
You want to escape, don't you? I got a few extra tunnels and I'm closing them out cheap.
Are they in good condition?
As good as new. I'll show you the best one I got. Just follow me, gents.
Mighty dark in here.
Whoops! Who tripped me?
Gee, Stu, it's soft walking in this mud.
That's not mud, Prez. That's my stomach.
Well, it's still nice and soft. Say, neighbor, there's a terrible tunnel. How can anybody escape in this?
Well, this tunnel is good enough for me. I've been escaping 40 years.
40 years? Where'd you get this tunnel?
It isn't stolen goods, is it?
No. I dug it myself.
You say, who are you anyway?
The Count of Monte Cristo.
He's all right, Prez. I've heard of him. Hey, somebody's tried to pull my watch out of my pocket.
Did he get it?
No, I haven't got a watch.
That's a good thing. It wasn't stolen.
Yeah.
I know who that must have been.
Who was it, Robin Hood?
No, But when I was digging this tunnel, I lost a pickpocket down here.
Mm. What's that, Prez?
Well, it looks to me like a prospector. Say, what are you doing there, partner?
I'm digging for gold.
Why, all the gold's out west. You know that, don't you?
Yep.
There's no gold here. You know that, don't you?
Yep.
And yet you're digging here?
Yep.
Well, how come?
I live here.
Hey, this isn't a very strong tunnel, Prez. Every time I press on the walls, they wiggle. Look at them shake.
Stu, look out. Don't do that. Now, see what you've done?
Opie and Irwin, what are you doing here?
Where are we?
In the warden's office.
Stu, this is where we came in.
Yeah. Hey, that fella dug the tunnel and had no sense of direction.
Well, you boys are just in time for the drawing.
Drawing? What drawing?
For the parole we're raffling off.
Oh, gee, that's the thing I bought the ticket for, Prez. If we win, we're free.
Here's the winning number, Warden. Caledonia Fire won 900.
Sounds to me like a toll call.
No, Prez, that's our raffle number. We win the parole.
We win. We're free again.
Yeah.
Hey, should we go now, Warden?
Just as soon as the governor signs the parole.
Chef, now I suppose we'll have to wait around for a couple hours.
Oh, no, Stu. The Warden will send it right over to the governor. Won't you, Warden?
I certainly will. By the next boat.
Boat? What do you mean, boat?
Why, the governor is on a round-the-world cruise.
Strike up the band.
Oakey College, presented by the makers of Camel cigarettes. And now the Camel caravan is standing by out in Hollywood for the swing school in New York City. Benny Goodman and the boys will swing out in just a few seconds, so listen. Bill Goodwin speaking for Camels. Good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.